Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. God on the Move. Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." When God moves, the earth shakes. Caesar Augustus was moved to call for a census so that Mary and Joseph would travel to Bethlehem so that Jesus would be born according to the prophecy of Micah. Wise men from the east stirred up Jerusalem looking for this newborn king of the Jews. Kings bow and tyrants plot, all because of this baby boy. We even track time according to his birth, B.C. and A.D. When God moves, the earth shakes. The presence of God moved from the temple to Mary's womb and then to the person Jesus Christ. This was where one went to encounter God, or better yet, how God encountered his creation. No wonder then that the shepherds were afraid when the angels came to them, so much so that the angels had to say, "Don't be afraid." No wonder the angels proclaimed that this event was for all the people, that this was good news and of great joy. God was on the move. Things would be different. When God is on the move, the earth shakes. God is everywhere, of course, but he has specifically promised to be in particular places with grace. He promised to be in his word in the Lord's Supper, baptism and absolution. He has promised to be in the temple of the church. He has promised to be active in the proclamation of his word. He is on the move, and you are a part of and are in and around this movement. When his word is proclaimed to you and by you, he works. He is present. He is the word. What an exciting time in which we live. God is on the move all around us, and the earth shakes. Do not be afraid, though. His movement is gracious. His movement is so that you may know and believe his saving work on the cross. We pray. Heavenly Father, drive all fear from our hearts and replace it with the wonder of your gracious actions for us. Amen. We wish you a blessed Christmas as you celebrate the birth of this precious child, God's Son, our Savior. Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.